Hey, everybody. Before we get into today's pod, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here on Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you wanted to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and e-learning course filled with tips and tricks. On top of that, we'll get you show published to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and other listening platforms. And the best part is that you can get this all for $15 a month. That's the same rate that any other hosting site would just charge you for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to your sports experience. Acceptance to the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more. That's bwhustle.com/join.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat win! Heat win. That's four straight, I believe. I mean, tonight, I don't know if there's a lot to break down. The Cavaliers suck, and the Heat played well. The Heat scored 115 tonight, so that's two nights in a row where the offense has looked like a 2021 offense, which I've been complaining about nonstop. If you guys watch the show, they actually look like a modern offense. 115 points without a single Heat player scoring over 20. Which is wild to me. I mean, you had guys 18, 18, 15, 15, 13, 10, 10, like across the board. And I've always felt like this Heat incarnation ever since Jimmy has joined, they are at their best when you have where they spread the scoring, like they spread the wealth across the entire roster. And they are just better that way. They are just built to be a ball sharing team. Victor Oladipo, 8 points, inefficient tonight, but I feel like that's coming around. Even defensively, Colin Sexton was giving him that work. And we kind of know him to be a really good defensive guard, and he just didn't. It wasn't there tonight, but I just feel like overall, like him just being there kind of just helps the offense. Bielitsa looked good. Like there were a lot of really good things to see. I don't know how much you can take from this game because it's the Cavs. And like I said, they suck and they don't have any of their good players. But like, you know, I mean, Sexton, you know, went off a little bit, but it kind of felt like that he were playing around all game. So go ahead, bring me out, Brass. It's a Saturday night. We're going to have a good time. I think everybody's been drinking. I've been drinking all day. So forgive me if I'm a little slow on the uptake. Brass, I know you've been drinking all day.
Yep.
Siobhan, if I know you, probably been drinking all day because it's Saturday.
No, I've been cooling it, trying to get ready.
Oh, well, see,
show.
Look, I'm off.
What a twist.
Christian.
Fix that right away.
Christian, you look like someone who's been drinking all day with the pilot outfit.
Definitely, at least for this game. I got to watch Godzilla versus Kong earlier. That got me jacked up. Then I saw we were playing.
You liked it, huh? You really liked it.
Oh man, it was so much fun. I mean, I'll save that for fucking.
God, that was a stupid.
But yeah.
No. Oh my god! Like whoever wrote that dialogue has never actually interacted with other human beings. Like, there's not a single decision that was made in that movie that a normal human being would make. But anyway, that's a whole other story. So let's go around the horn real quick, Brass. Let's find out what everybody's drinking. Excellent question by Jay Jordan in the chat. They're asking if Christian is a Wright brother.
No, he's Russell from Up.
I bet actually when Tiff said that made me laugh a lot. But I'm cross promoting because I'm the pilot on the pregame show. And if you're not already watching the pregame show, you should be 30 minutes before every Heat tip off. We are there, me and Jack and usually Frankie. Sometimes Gianni fills in, but whatever. We don't like to brag about that. But come join us. It's a lot of fun.
You look like Lebertard would always say, like, the crazy scientist in a disaster movie by the Geiger counter.
Like, that's what you look some shit out by the end of this episode. You all are going to thank me.
You look like an insane person. You're like the guy in the mental ward that you used to be a pilot.
Oh, Schmeathen, I would look like John Collins. Very true.
Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight? Because apparently you haven't been drinking all day. So what's going on? What are you doing?
I haven't been, just not as much. Tonight I'm gonna finish out the Kendall's Rosé, and over here we got some Gentleman's Jack, mango punch, and some ginger beer.
Oh, nice. Mm. Nice. Someone said you look like Randy Quaid from Independence Day.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit. That's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we know who's going to play Christian in the Miami Heat movie. What
he say he's flying in? He's like, I forget what he says. I'm going to look it up. Hold on.
Go ahead. Tiff, what are you drinking tonight while Christian looks up obscure Independence Day quotes?
Stop the show while Christian looks us up.
Yeah, like, everyone just stop. Now go ahead, Tiff. What are you drinking tonight?
Some Kettle One and lime.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm drinking cheap ass vodka from Total Wine and Spirits and Sprite. Brad, oh, what you got for us?
He's like, hello, boys, I'm back. And
that's
then
right,
he blows up and the whole ship blows up.
He had like three closing lines.
An alien
and
situation.
He lifted it.
Yeah. It was like ever since, he's kind of off the rails ever since. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing.
I think he got into that character a little bit too much. Brass, what are you drinking?
I've been drinking for quite a while now. So I kind of took it easy and I made it's called a tea punch. It's agricole rum and some cane syrup in it and some lime, some eight squeezes of lime in it.
You're not drinking that fruit punch that Paris was drinking the other night, are you?
Alf, come on.
Okay. I'm telling you that. And listen, there's no excuse. Brass has kids. Like, get yourself some real mixers, people. Grow up.
Yeah.
Fucking man.
Juicy.
Light-skinned opinions. They really embarrassed me on that episode.
You know, you remember the little barrel juggies?
Yeah. Quarter waters.
Oh, with the foil? I wasn't allowed to touch that.
I wasn't
allowed
to have that shit either.
I was told that was cancer.
My mom was like, you can't bring some sugar water in this house. I said, well, damn. Christian, what are you drinking tonight?
So right now I got the typical Casamigos. I have it with some lemonade. I was drinking it with one of those Whole Foods, the juice blends. You know, they blend a bunch of different juices. I was drinking it with that before. That was really good. It's fine with the lemonade too. I wish I had more of the juice blend.
Is that what you prefer drinking before you fly your plane? Or
no, only after. Brass.
Okay.
I'm not Denzel. All right,
Denzel.
Halfway through his drink choice, just started lamenting the whole thing. It just seemed very introspective and deep. For the chat asking, yes, Moose is okay. He survived his birthday.
Somehow.
Next year, we probably won't have him on for his birthday because that was close. Or at least we'll have paramedics on standby. So someone said Christian is only missing the scarf. Yes, that would be perfect. So Christian, step up your game a little bit.
You know, it's April already. You know what I mean?
It's April. So tonight, I feel like he just took care of business, man. Like Siobhan, I'm watching them play tonight, and they kind of just looked like they were, you know, anytime the Cavs got close, it immediately became like an 11-point lead before you could even see what was happening. But I think that's the mark of a team that's starting to feel confident and feeling themselves, because I don't think this game was a given a few weeks ago. I mean, tonight it felt like a given.
Yeah. Yeah. Tonight maybe felt like the most assured win in a little bit. Even when, you know, we were up 16 and they cut that back down to 5. Dudes just got in gear and turned it on in a way that felt, you know, unlike the others, and not as desperate, like, you know, that we were really scrapping, you know, trying to get some life at the end. I think you're right. You know, the guys that were here maybe feel that injection of new life. you know, with new guys. And then I think the new guys are coming around. You know, we'll probably get into a bit of them individually. But, yeah, they look like they're settling in. Trevor looked great. His legs are up under him. And if that's the case, if that stays the case, you know, that opened up a lot. Belly's coming around. Vic will come around. So I think you're right. I think it's, you know, the guys that were here having, you know, knowing that they're good and knowing what they can do. And, you know, now having other people who will help make what they do easier for them to do.
Tiff, I'm watching this game and I agree with Siobhan. It just felt easy. I don't know if easy is a word. It just felt like everybody was doing the things that they do best. Yeah. Because the team fits together more. Like, you're not watching Tyler Hero try to do point guard things. You know what I mean? Like, no, you're not. You're watching him. Yeah, you're not watching him do point guard
things. That's so spot on.
He's doing.
That's probably some shit he says.
Right. Awesome Chet Hank shit. Yes. White boy summer. But, like, you're watching Tyler Hero just be Tyler Hero. You're watching Duncan Robinson just be Duncan Robinson. Jimmy Butler is just like, I mean, I feel like I don't remember the last time I saw Jimmy look like he was having this much fun in a right. game where like he's like going crazy for Trevor Ariza and one. He's like reposting Precious like with like 8 seconds left from the shot clock without a care in the world. Just repost. First of all, you never repost Precious unless you are sure. Okay. Like you are sure you are about to win this game. I felt like just the team, Goron came off the bench, just spotting up for threes. Bang, right. Bang, bang. Like, it just felt like the team, these guys are in the right place now.
Yo, this is the first time I felt like we're going to win this game. Even when, like, the lead shrunk, I was just like, I'm just going to get some water. I'll be back. Like, I didn't feel like, oh, man, here we go. Like, I literally was just like, it'll be fine. They look bad, but it'll come around. I got up, did a few things. The lead was back to 10. I was like, no sweat. Like, they literally, like, there was no panic. Usually yes. You see the panic.
Yes.
There was no panic. And Jimmy never was rushed tonight. Like, everything he did was just kind of like, all right, now I'll take a shot.
Because he wanted to. Because he had the luxury of doing stuff when he wanted to.
Exactly.
And Brass, how long have we been lamenting the fact that Jimmy has to do so much against bad teams to pull out a game? Tonight, Jimmy was out here playing pickup basketball. Like, he was just having a time of his life.
You can actually see the weight lifted off of his shoulders.
He's actually he was like a literal again.
Because last year we saw him enjoy basketball like we haven't seen out of Jimmy Butler since maybe some years with the Bulls. But again, he wouldn't be in run into the ground like he was under Tibbs. But this season, there were some rough moments, man. Mm-hmm. There were some moments I was legitimately terrified that Jimmy was going to start pulling some shit in practice.
Yeah.
And it would, because, you know, if one thing happens, the media is going to be running with that his entire run here. So, yeah, he's happy, man. He's happy. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. And so, Christian, like, Vic wasn't super effective and efficient. But I just feel like his presence out there, like it is, and I'm under the hope that eventually the things that he does well will come out and they'll start to shine. I feel like right now he's just finding his way. Like, even defensively tonight, he was a little bit spotty. But I just feel like the fact that just having that other threat, you saw a couple of times he got into the paint, created for other guys. He did some things tonight that just make you feel like, man, it's just so nice to have another threat out there with Jimmy Butler. And I feel like Jimmy feels it too, where he's like, listen, I'm good. I got my guys now. I'm not, you know, I don't have to do everything with 6 minutes left to pull a win out of my ass.
No, 100%. And I'm really proud of the chat, you know, and everybody that voted in the poll that I threw up. Are you worried about Depot's offense? 96% of the poll said no, he'll figure it out, which is the truth because, you know, he's working his way to get integrated. But even tonight, you know, the shot wasn't falling. He was only 1 of 6 from 3-point range. You know, he was 3 of 13 from the field. He had a few ugly looking shots, but he had 5 assists tonight. I know he had a good amount of turnovers too, but he's figuring things out. But the most important thing is what he's adding defensively. He had two more steals tonight, a block. The Heat as a unit, you know, they had him on Colin Sexton tonight, who's debatably the Cavs' best offensive player. And Sexton was kind of taking it to him at points tonight, but Oladipo never backed down, and he definitely helped bring the Cavs, you know, offense to a bit of a halt at times. And, you know, it's exciting to watch them out there with Ariza. Also, I feel like we need to talk more about the night that Trevor had tonight, you know, yep. 4 of 8 from behind mm-hmm. the arc, playing incredible defense, constantly has his hands on the ball. You know, he's been huge in terms of deflection since he's, you know, since the Heat traded for him. You know, it's exciting to watch these two guys, adding them to Jimmy, you know, and Bam and Duncan, who's really coming around defensively, that starting lineup. I'm really excited to watch mm-hmm. it in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. yeah.
And then you look at it, that it's the same thing as a closing lineup, but you throw in Iggy and Hero instead of Ariza and Duncan. I mean, it's just potent for, like I said, the last post game show, it's like, it's potent from first quarter to fourth quarter. Like they just have, they have horses now. It feels like they're deep again.
Yeah.
Tiff and I were talking before the show. It's really impressive with Ariza. This guy took like over a year off of basketball, and then he finally, and then we traded for him, and then he's integrated almost instantaneously into the starting lineup.
Sometimes that's what it takes. It's taking some time off to like rejuvenate and just like mm-hmm. settle your body a bit.
But I think he's been getting progressively better. This offensive outing, but he's shown really good defensive. Yeah.
But that's like what Christian was saying. Ever since he yeah. got here, the deflections, the blocks,
yep. yeah.
the defense has been there, because defense is instinctual. Like yep. you're going to keep your defense, and it's going to take a little bit of time to get your legs underneath you. I still don't want him taking turnaround threes. All right.
I don't think he took one tonight, though.
He didn't take any of those.
I don't think he took one.
But honestly, how many games has he played? That's not even that long. If I take a year off of anything, I'm a fucking wreck for like a couple of months. Like, are you kidding me? Like, and this game of basketball that we're saying, like, come on. Like, it's impressive.
And the corner three is there. Yes. And I mean, oh my God. Like, that's something that the Heat have been missing without Jay, Siobhan. Like, since Jay's been gone, they haven't had that steady knockdown corner three guy. Kelly, when Kelly was here, he was spotty and he was taking some off balance threes, and we've always said whoever starts alongside Bam needs to shoot. But I feel like if Ariza and Iggy keep getting to those corners next to Bam, that's a wrap. I feel like and if Duncan continues to be Duncan, like, we're gonna start seeing this offense come back to life.
Yep, like you said, with the big who lines up next to Bam has always needed to be able to stretch the floor. And that corner spot is so important, because that is the one spot on the floor where we're, you know, more susceptible to having, you know, no motion. That's where we have, you know, the dude camped out, because that's, you know, where your driving kicks come when, you know, people in your corner, they relocate. And Alfie said the team feels deep again. I'm looking at the box score of the 10 people that played. 7 of them were double digits and 8 of them were positive plus minus. And I think, you know, that's just back to your point of all of the pieces now being able to fit and be where they're naturally supposed to be. And
I don't want to go into this one again. They was tearing, man, Twitter was tearing me up. Because I was like, man, I like Kendrick gonna get squeezed out.
Oh, yeah. But
they didn't have all the information. We didn't say he wasn't good. We didn't say he was bad. We just said there's not enough minutes.
Yeah.
And when Gianni brought up the best point to me, that when you're coming in with the second unit and you're playing alongside Bielitsa and Hero,
you gotta be a dog on defense.
Yes, you can. You can. Yep. And then now, Goran Bielitsa, Hero, and none.
Right, hell
man,
no.
Just get the fuck out of here.
That's straight Ole from the top of the key to the basket.
That's a 190 defensive rating if I ever seen one. Like, come on, we can't. No, you can't have that. And so that was our whole point with a healthy Goran. None gets squeezed out. And that's not to say none's a bad player, none's a bad person. Like, people said I was a nun hater. I'm like, well, first of all, I do hate bad defense. I can't stand it. But like, this is what we're saying. Like, it does, like, it feels deep again. Like, you're
watching. By the way, did we know that Iggy was supposed to, did we know he wasn't going to play tonight?
I feel like I found that out right before the game.
Oh, okay. So
he found it out during the game.
So that was intentional because, I mean, think about that. The Heat looked totally in control tonight. Mm-hmm. They got 24 good minutes from Belly, and they did not play Kendrick or Andre, who have both been real bright spots recently at times. You know, that really goes to show the depth that this team has right now. And it's still it's really interesting to me that Spo keeps going with Gabe Vincent over Kendrick Nunn at this point.
And that's kind of what we were talking about defensively. And I think tonight you don't disrespect a guy like Kendrick putting him in for garbage minutes when he was starting 2 weeks ago. I think that's why Gabe got those minutes at the end of the game. Like, you don't use Kendrick Nunn as a victory cigar after he was your starting point guard for much of the season. So I just feel like it's disrespectful to Nunn to put him in, you know, during a blowout and to close out a game.
No, as we said last time, Nunn is the kind of guy, he's a good guy to have at the end of the bench. He is the break open in case of emergency for if you need like a bat signal to like come up and like you need somebody, the superhero, to save the day.
Like
he can do that. He's got the ability to take over games.
Listen,
he can't do that game after game.
Right. He don't have superpowers. He got some tricks.
Right.
That's a Batman don't have no powers. He just got tricks.
He got some gadgets.
He got a belt.
Gadgets.
That fucking thing he shoots into the wall and then he can like swing up to it. Like that's fucking wild.
That, like grapple hook.
Yeah.
And that voice. That's it. That's all he got.
be afraid of me.
Waves is nice.
But so you look at it, but what I do like about this team, right? So a night that Iggy's down, you can give Precious a few minutes and play around and see what Precious, and Precious, man, he came to the game and I was dogging him out. I was dogging him out for the first few minutes and he trying to turn it around. Like you could play with some of these minutes. If Goran's hurt, you can give Nunn some minutes. I feel like we're back to that situation. Shout out to Crotty. We're back to a situation where you have multiple guys that can fill roles, and it's not like, man, Goran's out, we're done.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the Bielitsa, the Ariza, and the Vic signing gave this team depth again. And you're watching him, and it's like, okay.
And Bielitsa is coming too. He's another one. He's gotten progressively better. He looks to fit a bit more. They got on a break. Tyler kicked it ahead to him, you know, really well one time, and he had a nice wrap around of Bam. He's starting to, you know, maybe feel his feel and where he can be felt, you know, in the lineup. I think he had a pop out. He had a three. I think that's one of the pieces that's most intriguing to me, because I think that there's a lot there, and we kind of like know what we get out of Vic. I think we know what Nemanja can give us. But fully incorporated, and once he's in shape, I think that's another layer of already potent onion.
Well, we talked about that in the chat, me and you. The first half, he was just like, it was like he was reading a foreign language novel. Like he had no idea what was going on. And then, but the progression into the second half, it's like somebody got in his ear in the locker room and possibly said, slow down.
They need to get that to Vic. Vic needs to find a gear slower so that his change of pace can be more dynamic. He's
he out there like this.
Crackhead speed the whole time. And that's what, and he's still trying to, you know, fit and want to be here while going a million miles an hour. You got to like, baby, relax just a little bit. Yeah. You're going to be fine.
The thing I found really encouraging is that he had five assists tonight, and it really felt that way at times where he was just kind of making the smart, easy passes that we would see Kelly make a lot, especially in like transition or semi-transition. So like, even though it, you know, it's clear that he's still, I think, is working his way into Heat shape, he's already contributing a good amount, and he was definitely a positive player tonight.
Absolutely. Like you just feel like when Vic is out there, that like everything kind of just feels different. And we've been talking about it. It's whether he's scoring or not. Like tonight, he was super inefficient. He had four turnovers, but he was still a plus 10. I mean, it's easy to do while you're beating the shit out of the Cavs. You know what I mean? But it's nice to have the threat. A lot of times just the threat of a guy is enough you know, when you're as deep as the Heat feel right now. So I before we get on to anything else and we keep it basketball-y, Siobhan, you got some plays you want to go through, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, I thought Brass, you were saying there was something else happening.
I should give Brass more of a heads up. No,
it's good. Are you ready? You ready to go, Siobhan, or you want to intro it?
No, I'm straight. Go ahead.
Okay, let's go.
So there's a few. Okay, all right. Yeah, you can pause it. So there's a few offense here, a few defense. I believe the first one here we have some offense. Go ahead. Let me reacquaint myself. Oh, yeah. So this motion, Duncan's inconsistent motion. Duncan's always in motion. Bam cycles back around. Like, just the consistent wheel route. Pause a little bit. I sometimes get a little frustrated when we do just one-sided motion. I'm not sure whether or not they were doing anything on the other side. And maybe it's a symptom of, you know, playing the Cavs, right? But just the consistent motion and getting slipped and lost behind guys, and Duncan does a great job at relocating to the open area. Go ahead, Bryce. What's this? Oh, all right, so some defense, right? So pause. So Vic bites over the screen. You're going to see Belly still doing some speaking, traffic directing. Go ahead, Brass. Pause. So Vic is attached to his dude on the basket, you know, as he should not be depending on your coaching scheme, but Gorn gets caught. And so Belly recognized that, he sees that. Again, he was already locked in with the play from the beginning. And that's what you really want to see, especially in your big. So he's locked in. Gorn is going to be late getting out. I think dude still makes it, but the recognition from Nemanja to know to at least come out and cover. Go ahead, Brass. Right. What's this one? Oh, got you. Go ahead. Same thing, or type of things, you know, drive, kick, action, pause. I like here, same thing. When you're starting, you know, your five spots around the horn, as people vacate, there's areas to fill into. And so Vic, Tyler, I think this is Gorn in the corner, they all, you know, filled up, you know, rolled up. Ben and Tyler makes a good timely cut. You know, some of the things that we asked him, Duncan, to do when shots and stuff aren't falling. Some of the things they've been doing, better cuts. Go ahead. It's another kind of wrinkle in what the offense looks like when there is motion and we're not, you know, riding the handoff the whole game. Just a couple more. Go ahead. This is a defense. So get to it. Screen, pause. So Precious helps, but Precious stays. And he does that a lot. He needs to rotate back quicker so that Duncan, he needs to get back to his so that Duncan can stop helping and can get to his in the corner. He doesn't do that. Go ahead and have some lapses. He has to be better. Pause. A lot of stuff with Precious, we were talking about kind of on the timeline. Is it him? Is it a bunch of stuff? You know, he didn't have the off season, but he is doing some things that to me are symptoms of lack of focus, and stuff like that is one of them, not being locked in, you know, defensively. Last one is offense. Go ahead, Bryce. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a defensive play where I'm not really sure what happens on the backside here between Vic and Jimmy. Yeah, Trevor has his. Tyler takes his through. Vic helps up too much. We do that a lot too. Like, we overhelp sometimes. Go back one more. I just want to see that one again. Vic stepped up too soon, and you know, that left him vulnerable in the back, and he can't do that because he is the back. This is kind of what we talk about too. When we have Bam covering out front, we're weak or we're susceptible in the back because stuff like this. Just some things that we can clean up on. We look good tonight, but you know, we can always look better. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, I think we saw some of those lapses from Vic. But I just think that they'll get, you know, he'll clean that up, man. He's an all-world defender.
Yeah. I think it may not even be a lapse. Like, he just, that timing was wrong.
Yep.
Like, it, because he knew to go, but it was like he just didn't know exactly when, so he kept hedging and hedging.
Well, but Aaron, like, the Great said he thought Sexton was in the game, which it does look like. That's what I thought when I was watching. I was like, does he think Sexton's in the game? Because he came like, I was like, why are you guarding the corner three if there's nobody over in that corner? Like, but I also, you know, I have a question for you guys. Like, I don't understand why you would ever play zone with Depot, Bam, and Butler on the court. Like, I don't understand the zone. You use the zone to hide guys. You don't need to hide anybody in that defense. Are we just used to playing zone at this point? Like, I don't understand the zone at all.
I think maybe just to see it, because it is something that we do. Yeah, so let's see if we can. Tonight. They didn't. Maybe just to see what it looks like, because right. It looks good with the riffraff, you know, we had before. And so just imagine, you know, maybe just wanting to not riffraff. I just wanted to say riffraff. Love those
coming
guys.
For your mentions.
But no,
riffraff was appropriate.
I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to see what it looks like with
or that practice. Type of maybe practice. Yeah. I think maybe practice.
The Cavs going into tonight were only 33% from three on the season, which I think was one of the worst marks in the league. So it makes sense for them to go to zone against a team that can't really shoot that well.
Remember when people thought the Cavs were good this year?
I did for like a week and a half. I'm not going to lie.
Same. Why? Because of Garland and Sexton?
I wanted to believe in Sexland. It seems like something nice to believe in.
No one has sex in Cleveland.
Oh, all right, hold on. Brass, can we talk a little bit tonight about E-Reed? Because I felt like he was on his shit tonight.
He was. It's like he was reading his mentions during the game.
This was a top two performance. This was a top three performance.
It was up there.
Yeah, he had lines all over the place.
I don't know. I don't know if it's as good as a Blake Griffin performance, but it was close.
It's close.
The Blake Griffin performance is the best performance.
He called Kevin Love meager like twice.
Yeah, he was like, and then threw a back in the day when he was a good rebounder.
About Kevin Love's dad and shit like that. It was like he played in the NBA. You know, Kevin Love used to be a great passer.
But the fact that Cleveland has a D-Wade on the fucking team is hysterical to me.
Oh, yo, man. But he hit us with that foul. What did he say in the fourth?
He was like that really should not be named.
He was actively trying not to say it.
Look at Crotty in the back.
His hair is laid nice.
Crotty looked like
that perm is nice.
Oh, Crotty looked like
it's a perm situation.
Oh my God. Put that up again, Brass. Please. I like that vein in Eric Reed's forehead. Look at that. Try not to say Dean Wade.
What's the dude from Game of Thrones that Arya killed and then came back as his face?
What's his face?
Oh my God.
That's what Crotty looked
yes.
like.
He does.
Whoa. Spoilers.
Oh, come on.
It's been 10 years.
I'm not watching.
Oh my God. Now, the guy from the Red Wedding. Now I can't.
Walter Frey.
Yeah, so true.
Yes, she got his ass with that pie. Oh, you hungry?
Bean pie, my brother.
Not you, wench. all the phrase. Brave men. To kill a woman with her with pregnant woman and a mother of seven.
Just
sorry.
That was a quick shit. Brass, don't watch that episode.
Game of Thrones. I'm not watching every episode.
I think I can make it. I have to do a good Walder Frey. Not as good as Crotty, apparently.
You don't want your face snatched off.
Yeah.
Cleveland got their face snatched off.
Cleveland did get their face snatched off.
Yeah, man. Like, what is there a lot to take away from this game? I feel like it's not. Like, I do feel like, holy shit, we have an offense again.
Right.
What do we have next?
They won a winnable game. Like, now it's like you were supposed to win. You won.
Memphis. Yep. We got Memphis next.
Oh, Memphis.
Yeah, people. I see a lot of people saying tonight, they like, oh, fuck, Kevin Love is still on this team.
Like it's, yeah, I didn't know Kevin Love.
I mean, I knew Kevin Love was still around. I was shocked. I totally forgot about Dellavedova.
That was the E. Reed line. Oh my God, they were talking about Kevin Love and Dellavedova, man.
Dellavedova had that shot, and I don't think that should have. I don't care if it made it or not. The way he shot that three, it should not have counted. You should not get 3 points for that shit.
He's the Matthew Dellavedova of Alex Caruso's. Like, I can't stand. I cannot stand players like that on these teams, man.
Oh my God. He's a ghost of TJ McConnell's future. Like, he is. That's what he's going to turn into. Like, that shot, man. Oh my God. He brought that bitch from his ankle,
from his abdomen.
I don't know what he shot it from about this motherfucker. I've never seen like, how you in pelvis. The NBA? You ain't got no shooting coach, no nothing.
Kamehameha, the fucking shot.
That's how they do it in New Zealand or wherever the fuck this nigga from. Like, what are you doing?
Yo, he was looking like that dude, God rest his soul, from the movie Along Came Polly.
Raindrop. He had a better stroke. He had a better looking stroke than that.
Yeah, dude. I'd rather have him.
Waterfall.
Raindrops. Oh man. But yeah, so we had the whole the Dean Wade thing. I feel is disrespectful. Like, he, you should put, like, on the box score, they have D. Dot Wade. I feel it should be like D. E. Dot Wade. No, like, I, you really can't.
What E. Reed was doing, though, the unnamed Cavalier. I was about it, yeah, by I the know. End of the game. I was like, motherfucker, I want that jersey.
He tried to, like, but you notice he tried to blame it on Heat Nation. He was like, no disrespect, but Heat Nation don't want me saying that.
You know what? I like this question from Zoe. From Alonzo, we got two roster spots. Oh. Who's coming? Because honestly, I don't want to talk about this game no more. Like, I keep pretending to care about this. Like, honestly, it should have been a 30-point blowout, but the Heat just kept playing with these fools.
Yo, Heat got the Lakers in town on Thursday. We already know it's going to be a blowout because there's no LeBron and AD, but you know Pat Riley's going to take Marcus Gasol to dinner and be like, yo, negotiate a buyout. Come win a title. Let's talk about that.
I mean, does Gasol play over Bielitsa?
That's what I asked earlier. I think so, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But is he too slow-footed? Because Bielitsa been out here switching. I don't know if you guys have seen that he's doing things that Marc Gasol is not going to do defensively. And if they put Marc Gasol in, you basically have to change your entire defensive scheme.
And he wants to play, sit on the bench.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
His quote was, "What, I feel like a plan C or B or C right now."
Right.
Like,
I mean,
man, if I was him, I'd be pissed that I'm losing minutes to a guy that can't make a fucking layup. Like,
Drummond got hurt immediately. I don't like to laugh at injury. But then Drummond got hurt. He's out for a little bit, isn't he?
He got his toenail ripped off. Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's what it was.
That's the injury. Yes,
bro. You spit on that shit. You fucking rub it a little bit, and you get back in there.
Oh, fuck that!
Losing a toenail, you're not gonna play.
Yeah,
you're like a 280 grown man fighting with these other big ass grown. No, you get that shit stepped on.
That's rough.
My toenail gets ripped off. I'm not coming on hangover time. Right. I'm like, no, my camera don't work, bitch. My toe is killing me. Like,
ooh, that's a good point. This is a really, really, really good point. Yeah, Rob.
Yeah, I don't think Gasol didn't like Fizdale.
He's really gonna hate Spo. Honestly, honestly, fuck you, Marc Gasol. Like,
yeah, there you go.
Anti-Fizdale propaganda. He literally got Fizdale fired.
True, actually.
It's bullshit. And honestly, now I don't want him here. Good point. Thank you. Let's move on.
I don't see how he fits.
That actually is a good point.
They're not buying him out.
It's not even just a buying him out. The whole idea of another slow-footed big, like, they've gotten rid of all of them. Yeah. Like, Bielitsa is the slowest motherfucker on this team, and he out here switching defensively. Like, that first play Siobhan showed, I turned my mic off, and I was trying to talk, but I fucked up. Like, he opened up on the pass, right? Like, the initial pass, he opened up on it. So he denied that entry pass that could have for a cut into the middle of the lane. And then he switched out and then made Torian Prince. Listen, if Torian Prince is hitting a fadeaway corner three, listen, you did your job, right? And that switch that he did, like, a lot of, like, Marc Gasol ain't contesting that shot. He's just, he's not, he can't move like that. So, like, we got us, this, the whole idea of them getting a big, slow-footed Andre Drummond type big, it ain't happening. Yeah. And it, even if it does, they ain't going to play. They're not going to play. Like, we've gone over this a million times. Like, there's no more spots left. Like, whoever they bring in right now is just to not get fined, I guess. I'm just doing this so I don't get fined.
Yeah.
Because they need to have another spot. There's nobody they bring in is going to play meaningful minutes the rest of the stretch.
Right, yeah, definitely not in the playoffs. I think you're looking for another body in case someone goes down for an extended period of time because we got 20 games left, roughly. Yeah. So,
to me, I like the Dwayne Dedman thing. Not to, that he's going to play, just the fact that he is like the kind of big that can play in their system. But like, you're not going to switch your system for old Marc Gasol. Like, get the fuck out of here. We're going to turn into a drop defense, you know, for 8 minutes a game. Like, you can't do that. Like,
I just don't even think he's an option.
Yeah. No.
I don't think they're buying him out. I don't think he's an option.
I'd rather have Fizdale back. If we're being
I forgot about the Fizdale thing. Once somebody brought that up, I was over it.
Yeah, that brought back all my emotions about the situation. I honestly think it'd be better for this team to get Fizdale back than to get Marc Gasol.
Yeah, none of these guys are going to play.
What's Fizdale doing?
Yeah, I mean, he taught LeBron how to post up. I mean, he got some moves.
Y'all see Belly post up?
Yeah,
we did. Yo, that shit was sexy. It was so smooth.
Belly sports.
But you watch, they've given some post ups to Kelly in Houston.
Yeah.
Yep. Which I'm like, God, I wish we would have done that a little bit more. And many times that they switch a smaller guy on to Kelly and he just runs through the paint. I'm like, well, stop, bro. Stop. You're 7 feet tall. You turn around, your hands at the basket. Let's go. Do that.
Yeah.
With that.
And really, didn't want to bring this up, but the Rockets have been kicking ass with Kelly on the court.
I haven't been
paying. Yeah, plus minus Kelly.
Plus minus Kelly.
Kelly's good. Just wait
till the end.
He's all they got.
But obviously, I'd still rather have Depot. So.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. I think I saw somebody in the chat was like, come back KO. It's like, yo, it was 100% worth it.
It's like, the right move.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
It's going to be 100% worth
it. Listen, it would have been 101.99 Cleveland with Kelly, and he would have had a plus 18. And you would have lost, and you would have scored less than 100 points. Like, I love Kelly, but damn, come on. We got to get over it.
Hey, I want to say, and we were saying a couple games ago, like, Mo Harkless scored 13 points, and we're like, fucking, where was that? But he has scored the two games after that, 2 points each game, four personal fouls. He's back. Like, that was a glitch.
Tabs on Mo Harkless.
I am. Yeah. Not just for Tiff, but like, I don't know who it was they were playing. He got
Brass is petty as fuck, man. I don't know.
That 13 got me triggered after everything that we saw this year.
I feel like people don't fully appreciate how petty he is, but like, if you were in our group chat,
you have no idea how petty he is. Space Jam takes. Jeez.
Oh, right. Fuck, don't even get me started. Garbage. Yeah, but the Mo thing, I saw someone, I was like on Twitter, they tweeted out like Mo got postered on some dunk. And then my first thought is like, wait, Mo is getting minutes?
Yeah.
Like, I was just shocked he was on the floor to even get postered. So I'm like, oh yeah, let's see what he's been doing. And it's like, oh no, he's back. Like, he had a you know, negative 10.
When you think about some of the shit that we've been through, and some of the games that we've watched, and we forgot completely that Mo was on this team. We almost thought, there were times that I thought Mo wasn't available, and he was.
Yeah.
And like that's how bad that motherfucker was. Like, You're scoring 84 points in a game, and nobody even looks at Mo's direction. Yeah. Like, nobody's like, maybe this some bitch could help us. They look at him and they're just like, later for this dude, man.
It's like coach looks down the bench and like Mo looks out to make eye contact. Right. Then the coach looks further.
You know when they look. You know when they look over you.
Like, is there anyone else back there? Is Max Strus there? Who is available to help us?
But also, who got on sneakers?
Also, regarding the guys we traded, Kelly. We knew Kelly could do this. We saw Kelly this season. He was playing really well a lot of times and then would just drop. I mean, we know the whole Kelly coaster shit, but also like Houston is 13-35.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. He's a looter and a riot right now. If we're being real.
Yeah. Kelly's out there. Like
he's doing great. He's doing great.
He's all they got.
Making him better. But also this is not Houston is not the team teams are playing up for.
Kelly's out here. Like, look at me.
Whereas the Heat were the team coming off of the finals.
Yeah.
And so no matter how bad the game was going, Mo Harkless could get no minutes. No burn.
Gabe, you ready? Gabe?
Anybody?
Bueller?
Spo asked the refs, can we run four?
Like, half five?
Believe me, I got it. We'll be fine. We'll run four.
No, it's not unfair.
No, we're fine. You know what I want to get to before we get out of here? I want to get to the Miami Heat movie. And as much as Brass hates it, I'm going to make him go through the whole cast.
Again, can you say the names of the people? It's too many damn people. Alf, you do it this time. Come on.
I'll do it.
I'll put them up.
Okay, you got the Night at the Movies music now.
Absolutely. So here we go. Hashtag Miami Heat movie.
Al Pacino as Pat Riley. Brian Cox as Mickey Arison. Samuel L. Jackson as Udonis Haslam.
I thought that was real.
American History X, Edward Norton as Myers Leonard. Appropriate. Tom Holland as Tyler Hero. Chris, was it DJ Qualls?
DJ Qualls.
DJ Qualls as Chris Quinn.
That's the best one.
DJ Quinn.
DJ Quinn. I don't remember. Dennis Farina?
Yeah.
Yes,
Tony Fiorentino. I forgot his name.
Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci is Eric Reed.
See, this sucks, doesn't it, Al?
Yeah, it does. Kenan Thompson as Jax. That's my favorite. The Situation as The Situation. I mean, sorry.
The Situation.
It's a situation. The Situation is John Crotty. Tay Diggs, which was my call at Justice good. Winslow. You can't even tell.
Nope, you can't.
Snoop Dogg.
No, here's a side by side. You legit can't tell.
That's the same guy. He's just incredible. Grinning bigger.
Yeah. They both can probably shoot the same. Go on, let's move on.
No, I'm Tay Diggs is probably much better for three. Snoop Dogg is Michael Beasley. I don't know. The white guy from Jay and Silent Bob.
Jason Mewes.
Yeah,
Jason
that's Mewes. It.
All right,
that's Kelly Olynyk.
Tiff hates this one, but.
I hate it.
No, I don't. Siobhan hates it.
Martin Lawrence is Mario Chalmers. They're about the same height and weight now. Will Smith as Juwan Howard.
Yep.
Jamie Foxx as Jimmy Butler.
That's a good
Unchained.
One.
Michael Cera as Duncan Robinson. What's this motherfucker's name?
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel as Belly Olythic. I'm sorry, I had to do it one more time, Siobhan.
It's fine. I like the jokes.
Randall Park as Eric Spoelstra, which has gotten us into a little bit of trouble, which I'm not sure why.
I don't think you should have.
As long as it's not Scarlett Johansson, Jesus.
Right.
Someone said Martin as Rio is awful. Glenn Close, who is that?
No, oh my God.
Mary, oh my Marino God. Street.
Jesus. Yeah. Jesus, Alf.
They all look the same. Michael Rappaport is purple shirt guy. Omar Epps, was it?
Yep.
As, yeah, that's Omar Epps, yeah.
Yeah, sure. As Dwayne Wade. That's so good.
I don't like that either.
And then Larry David as Ron Rossby.
Okay. So now here are our recent additions. So for Gate.
Christian is down.
Christian is dying.
Christian has- I haven't seen like four or five of these.
Thanks for watching the show, Christian.
Can you put Omar Epps back up?
For Gabe Vincent.
Can you put Omar? Oh, sorry.
What? For Gabe Vincent, we have Devi Diggs.
Oh,
that is a Hamilton fan. Yeah.
Oh.
What's he from?
What were you saying, Alf?
Put Omar Epps back up. I love it.
I mean, that's really good.
It is rock solid, man.
He's either going to make a jump or he's going to save me on house. I don't know which one.
Come on, Siobhan. You got the juice now.
Stop it. It's just because we use the older Wade face. I wanted younger Wade.
Listen, he played here a long time, okay?
Yeah. It's a present day movie. That's why Martin Lawrence as Chalmers is perfect.
No, all right, I still don't like that one.
For Joel Anthony,
uh-oh,
we have Terry Crews.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You gotta give him the whistle and the glow stick.
And because Easter is tomorrow, I thought this one would be appropriate. For Josh McRoberts, we have Jim Caviezel.
I almost said something, but I'm not gonna say it.
What did that go? From?
Christian is very confused right now.
Passion of
that's the dude from Passion.
Passion of the Christ.
Yeah,
it's
hilarious that some named Christian had no idea what happened.
Hey, Christian, do you know what happened on Easter Sunday?
No. But I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, that's a good one.
Anyway, so send us your recommendations at hashtag Miami Heat movie.
But Gabe, let's keep back this going. Up there.
And don't.
Gabe was perfect.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Diggs, man. And again, I stress, if you don't like one of these, that's fine. Send us more recommendations and we can recast. We can recast these people. If you think you know of a better Martin Lawrence, send it our way. All right.
I originally said Marlon Wayans.
Mario Chalmers. Not Martin Lawrence. But,
I originally said Marlon Wayans as Mario Chalmers, but it just didn't work.
Yeah.
We need a BAM, which I think Rick from Rick and Morty. Or Morty, I'm sorry, would be a good BAM.
He would be.
He already got the hair.
They got the same haircut.
God.
And then Woody from Toy Story as Duncan Robinson is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, if it's an animated movie, I mean,
but he's not an actual actor.
If we can get Pixar
tough.
Involved, though, I'm down with Pixar.
Yeah, just Duncan.
I forget what his name was, but he was Jimmy Neutron's friend, the one with the big head.
Mm-hmm. Someone said Sheen.
Is that his name?
That's his name.
Yeah.
Is that Duncan?
Yeah, Duncan. We got to find a Chris Bosh and a LeBron James too.
Yeah. I mean, Bosh, I'm all about. I mean,
oh, I feel like Mike Miller is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Battier.
Again, send him in. Oh, I think Battier will be fun. Battier, yeah. I still
think Common should be Zoe, but it apparently didn't Lonzo. Work. Lonzo Ball?
No, Zoe.
Oh, I'm like, who's Lonzo Ball going to be? He can't act.
I feel like we could do Common if he didn't already do a basketball movie.
Listen, I've talked about Just Right on this show before.
Horribly.
Oh my God. I'm out here watching Common with the slowest crossover ever get around Dwayne Wade. Prime Dwayne Wade with a slow ass crossover. And Dwayne, I don't know what to do. I'm like, come on, man. You could have found a motherfucker that's not 5'8". Like, That's why basketball movies are hard, because
it's like Mike. It had all these grown ass athletes falling over this little Bow Wow.
Celebrities are so small, man. One time I saw Usher coming out of freaking Cameo on the beach. That dude is like 5'1". He is like so much smaller than me. I was looking down, and then he got in a van.
Have you guys ever seen Lottery Ticket? The lottery, whatever, is with Bow Wow? Bow Wow?
Yeah.
Remember he had his friend. I don't remember. I don't know who the guy is. Brandon T. Jackson, or I think that might be his name. Is that his name? Okay. My best friend's bachelor party, we were in Atlanta, and we took him to a strip club. And we're in the strip club.
He took him to the movie.
No. That was before the strip club, of course. We're in the strip club, and I look over, I'm like, who let this little boy in the strip club? Oh my God. There's a child with a stack of ones in the strip club. It was Brandon T. Jackson. Like, he is so small. I wanted to put him in my pocket and take him home. He was just a door. He was like this big, like right here. And he had the stack of ones was almost as tall as he was. And he was just like enthralled. And he's just, wow. Man, you had to get a stepladder to make it over the stage. I was like, oh my God. I was like, the tricks of the movie tricks. Like, I always thought he was a normal size dude, at least like 5'7", 5'8". But my dude is legit 5'2", 5'3".
His Wikipedia page won't even list his height.
That's why.
He can't get another job with. You know, except as a munchkin in fucking the Wizard of Oz remake. Is that politically correct? Can I say that?
Little people.
The Wiz remake.
It's no worse than anything else you said before on here, Alf.
Oh, Alf, they say it reminds him of that Dave Chappelle.
Like with Chappelle.
Hey, baby. Baby, what you doing outside?